an upstart, Tarquinius, Superbus, the proud king, but once servant to the late monarch Servius. How did Tarquinius reach the throne? By making his own virtues and his will bend to the purpose of determined evil. In quiet humility he hid his pride, and running to agree with every faction, divided the Roman court, till each part sought him as an ally. And those he murdered, he would mourn as though a friend had died. If piety impeded him, he'd pray with it. If greed, he'd bribe it. And always he'd pay his way with a prodigious liberality of self-coined obsequious flattery. Climbed and married the king's own daughter, whom he murdered. Then married her sister, the self-seeking, self-appointed widow, who poisoned her first husband, the heir. Once joined in holy wedlock, they throttled the king, and now rule Rome by force, and govern by sheer terror. Their son, Tarquinius Sextus, of whom you shall hear, leads Roman youth to Etruscan war, and treats the proud city as if it were his own.
It is an axiom among kings to use a foreign threat to hide a local evil. So here the grumbling Romans march from Rome to fight the Greeks.